Over a year in the making, Celine Dion's show A New Day is big, even by Las Vegas standards. It's playing at Caesar's Palace in a specially built 4,000-seat theater designed and named after Rome's Colosseum. The theater alone cost $95 million. Pre-production expenses for the 90-minute show were an additional $30 million. 48 dancers and an 11-piece band complement the star on the massive stage, which is one of the largest LCD video screens in the world as a backdrop.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth which you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life.
With American soldiers fighting in Iraq, this might not seem like the best time to launch an elaborate new production, and there was some serious discussion about delaying the opening, but the show went ahead as planned. Celine Dion, who turned 35 this past Sunday, cheerfully spoke of the war twice in her first performance. Afterwards, she acknowledged it is hard appearing on stage, knowing that kids, some no older than her young son, are losing their parents to war.
I'm not going to get into too much politics here, but I can assure you that it was a hard thing for all of us to say to ourselves, showtime, ladies and gentlemen, showtime, because I'm supporting the troops, and just thinking that, as a mother, just thinking that some children have already lost their fathers, and some more will lose their fathers and mothers. It kills me, and it's very difficult when it's time for us to just do fantasy things on stage. It was hard. It will not get easier tomorrow. But I pray. I'm not the only one. I pray for them. I support them. And I thank them.
2-year-old Renee Charles is the main reason Celine Dion is in Las Vegas. She gave up touring 3 years ago to spend more time with her family. But doing a show in the same location for the next 3 years, instead of playing a different city each night, allows her to do just that. She will be on stage 5 evenings a week and spend her days with family in the home she and her husband purchased near Las Vegas. Although positive about Celine Dion's singing, some early reviews are mixed on director Franco Dragone, who is best known for creating shows for Cirque du Soleil. But they both say that this show is a work in progress, and many elements are subject to change.
Our show has to progress, so I don't want that we stay. If we want to change a song, we have to be able to change a song, you know.
We've got to be flexible.
Yes, we want to be flexible. We worked actually more than 21 songs. We have more than 21 songs already ready to be on stage. But for tonight we choose only these songs.
Just before the opening performance, Sherry Prescar was one of the hundreds of spectators eagerly waiting among the casino slot machines and card tables, hoping to catch a glimpse of the celebrity guests walking by on the red carpet. She traveled to Las Vegas from Boston just to see the spectacle, which she hopes will be a change from what the city usually offers.
I think it's great. I think it's a really good idea for, like, someone as famous as Celine to come here and do something different. I think she's a really big singer, so maybe it'll be a lot better than a lot of the other cheesy shows that you see in Las Vegas. I really think it'll be a big hit.
Among those hoping the show will be wildly successful is Debbie Munch, the Vice President of Public Relations for Park Place Entertainment, owners of Caesar's Palace. She says A New Day and the new theater will help reinvigorate the property, which is one of the oldest hotel casinos on the Strip.
This is the rebirth of Caesar's Palace. In addition to the showroom, the Coliseum, that has been built for A New Day, we also are opening a new celebrity chef restaurant. We're opening a new casual restaurant. There are a number of new attractions that are debuting in March along with the show. So it's an opportunity for us to open our doors and represent ourselves to loyal customers.
Whatever the future holds for Celine Dion's new Las Vegas adventure, its true success will only be foreseeable 3 months ahead. Like most other shows in this town, tickets for A New Day are only released in 90-day intervals. Nearly all the seats through June were sold out months ago. Organizers will be using publicity garnered from the opening to help sell the next block of tickets, which are just now going on sale. Also just now going on sale, Celine Dion's new album, One Heart. She is hoping publicity about her show's premiere will help the CD and the debut single, I Drove All Night. For Coast to Coast, I'm Craig McCulloch in Las Vegas.